Don't do that, don't do that, oh please don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, oh please.
I will say I did get one over Joel Wheeler.
Oh.
We were eating lunch and I had just finished hanging the can light over where the kitchen sink was going to be. And he said that, because he taught me a lot and he let me help work with him and running all the electrical lines. And he's sitting there, he's like, you know, I don't think that light is centered correctly. Like, which one? He's like, the one over the kitchen. I'm like, no, it is. I did it twice. He's like, okay. He didn't say anything. And later that afternoon, he's like, oh, by the way, I checked that light and it was perfect. And I said, who hung it? And he said, you did. I said, that's right.
There you go. There you go. There you go. We're talking a little bit about projects we don't recommend you tackle as do-it-yourself projects yourself. It is the article that was included in this week's email newsletter. If you'd like to get the Rosie on the House email newsletter, it comes to your mailbox every Thursday, and it talks to you about the things we're going to cover that coming Saturday. So it kind of gives you a pre-notification of what subject we're going to be covering. So maybe if it's something that's of particular interest to you, or you know someone that's engaged in that particular activity, you can kind of give them a notice and say, hey, make sure you tune into Rosie on the House this Saturday. If you'd like that newsletter, just go to rosieonthehouse.com and hit subscribe. It's easy. Join the 20,000 other Arizona homeowners that get it every single week. The other project I want to talk to y'all about that's being done a lot and has been getting done a lot for the last decade is removing load-bearing walls. And that is something I would never recommend a homeowner to take on as a do-it-yourself project unless you had a structural engineering degree. It's fairly complicated. Like Romy said, don't buy air conditioners over the internet. Air conditioning installation correctly is a very scientific business. Ductwork design, size of the unit, thermal gain calculations, BTU gain calculations. It's complicated. You got to be trained in that. Well, you got to be trained in structural loads to know how to handle removal of a wall that's load bearing. And I want to tell you, there's not only just the straight down vertical load of your roof. Every house has to have what's called shear resistance. So as the wind blows horizontally, it won't blow your house sheer over. So many homes with open floor plans and high ceilings have interior walls that are the shear reinforcement to keep the house standing. And we recently tackled a project just like that in Gilbert.
Speaking to Bruce, who project manager, what do you call Bruce?
Yeah, project manager for Rosie Remodeling.
Yeah, I gave him a call this morning. He said it was just the kind of thing where you walked in the house and you thought, surely that's not load-bearing. I mean,
surely.
Even to a trained eye, it didn't look like one, but you guys don't rely on that anyway. But once they went to cut in the top and looked down into the wall, that little extension wall, they realized it was load-bearing, hired the engineer, and then realized on top of that it was a shear wall. So if you're a homeowner and you would have taken that out,
big trouble.
Yes, lots of big trouble afterwards.
Huge trouble. So the last thing I'd like to leave y'all with as it relates to do-it-yourself projects, never do a do-it-yourself project that should be permitted that you don't permit. Because at least then you've got a third party, the building department that's got jurisdiction in your area, coming and looking at the work that may keep you from doing a mistake naively that could be extremely, extremely dangerous. So those are all do-it-yourself projects we don't recommend. There's a lot we don't recommend, but there's four. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com under today's blog. Next hour, open line, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348.